world movement. Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has killed more than 805,000 people, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths with over 176,000, followed by Brazil with over 114,000, Mexico with more than 60,000, India with more than 56,000, and the United Kingdom, meaning Britain, with more than 41,000 fatalities. India's confirmed cases crossed the 3 million mark with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in this world's second most populous nation. And after largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try to contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned the situation is very grave and serious as we are on the brink of a nationwide pandemic. Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed. There are tight restrictions on large religious services, and face masks will be mandatory in Seoul's public areas. Rohingya and Myanmar's conflict-racked Rakhine State expressed fears of an outbreak reaching their overcrowded camps, where nearly 130,000 people live after a spate of infections sent the state capital into lockdown. And police in Peru say at least 13 people suffocated to death in a crush during a raid on a nightclub in the capital Lima, where a party of around 140 people was being held despite a ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.